This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. And you can call in and, well, talk live. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. This live edition of Free Talk Live. We are live to 7 p. to 10 p. Eastern Time where you are hearing me now. Then we are live. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
And, you know, up here in New Hampshire, we are the first in the nation as far as primaries for the presidential primary. And voter fraud is, it's a reality. I'm sorry. I know people say, oh, there's only these cases of voter fraud. I mean, there's cases of voter fraud that get reported here that just, like, nothing gets done about.
Well, they say they're going to investigate and they look into it, I guess. That stuff goes to, I think, the Secretary of State, usually.
I don't know who it goes to, but I can tell you I have talked to, on two occasions, keepers of the checklist, that's basically the person who runs the election, you know, in a given town. And they have said that they've, you know, they've reported this stuff and nothing's happened. Now, the thing that we need to understand here is that this is a primary. That means if people are cheating, they are cheating within their own party's primary. So Republicans aren't cheating Democrats and Democrats aren't cheating Republicans. I can tell you that the two people with whom I spoke were Republicans, and they believed that Democrats were cheating. And there's some good evidence out there of, you know, what they were saying was true, and they had, you know, sort of pictures and all kinds of stuff that was going on. Made me really believe what they were saying. But I got to say, as a voter and as a person who pays attention to the political process, I find it, this whole poo-pooing of voter fraud, to be a bunch of bull.
Right.
If you want to vote in a government election, perhaps you should have a government ID, is what I'm thinking. Now, I admit, maybe difficult to get a government ID in some places. That's a problem with the government, not a problem with, really anything else.
Right. Or with an election.
But we have a reported case.
We do.
Is it a conviction at this point or an arrest? What is it?
It's an arrest. And this comes to us from People Magazine. You know how often we quote People Magazine on this show.
Ever.
This may be a first. Donald Trump has been complaining for weeks now that the presidential elections is rigged and there is large-scale voter fraud happening across the country.
Well, but I think that the election's rigged, but I don't think that it's because of voter fraud.
No,
I think it's rigged in a lot of ways.
Yeah, and I think...
I mean, didn't Hillary Clinton essentially rig the Democratic nomination? Whether she would have won or not, I'm not disputing that. I don't know the answer to that, but, I mean, you know, putting Wasserman Schultz in and then taking the former, you know, DNC chair, Kane, as her running mate, it all looks very suspicious.
Oh, it looked suspicious before WikiLeaks came out and dumped all of Podesta's emails on us, and then we saw, they really were. It wasn't just like, it kind of looked that way, but no, they really did. Let's see. But ironically, it was one of the Republican presidential nominees' own supporters who was arrested for voter fraud recently. So this was not on the Democrat side. This was on the Republican side. Terry Lynn Roat, a registered Republican, was arrested Thursday in Polk County, Iowa, on first-degree election misconduct charge.
Dum, dum, dum.
After attempting to vote twice in the general election, according to Polk County jail records. The charges are a Class D felony in that swing state, where early voting began September 29th.
Class D felony doesn't sound very impressive.
Anytime it says felony and not misdemeanor, it kind of gives me a bit of a pucker moment.
Admittedly, I mean, Class D sounds a lot like a misdemeanor, and it probably pled down to that. I'm not hoping for big time for this or anything, but it's interesting that it was a Republican that was caught.
That's what caught my eye about this article. I was like, really? Okay. A police report obtained by the Des Moines Register said Roat allegedly cast an early voting ballot at the Polk County Election Office. and then another ballot at a county satellite voting location away in Des Moines.
So, like a an absentee ballot, and then
right.
attempted to vote.
Yeah, regularly. I don't know how they do it in Iowa, but lots of states do the mail-in type ballot or just early voting now.
And so here's one of the claims that I've heard in New Hampshire is that anybody who comes to school in New Hampshire, and this is New England, essentially you've got six states shoved into an area of one state.
Yeah.
So, you know, people tend to come from sort of all over to go to school. So we have a lot of people who are from Connecticut and Massachusetts and Rhode Island and Maine and, you know, wherever it might be, Vermont, coming to school in New Hampshire. And our students go elsewhere, too. So they're, you know, when they come to school, then they can get an absentee ballot to vote from their hometown.
Sure.
And then they can go to a New Hampshire polling place and vote there. And I would think that it would be more difficult to catch somebody who's doing that little trick because it's across state lines and that sort of thing.
Right. And we don't have a federal registry of registered voters. You know, the Constitution is pretty clear that the elections, at least the national elections.
Well, there is no national election, really. There's
state.
There's
right.
a bunch of state elections where they vote on the Electoral College, which then goes to the president.
Sure. But if you look at the Constitution, it does leave how and when and kind of all of that up to the individual states.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no federal requirement, and I'm amazed they haven't come up with one yet. They probably will after this year.
I'm kind of surprised at all of this, too. Now, I tend to agree with Trump that the whole thing's rigged. I think it's rigged from, basically top to bottom. The campaign's attempt to get involved in the other party's primaries. I mean, we saw in these emails revealed by WikiLeaks, we see proof that the Clinton campaign attempted to promote Trump to be the winner of the Republican primary. In my opinion, he was the only one that she could beat. Now, I was a Rand Paul supporter. I'm going to put that right there on the table so everybody can see it.
As was I.
I saw Trump really doing well in New Hampshire for whatever reason. And I was, I think the value in Trump is that he's going to be a disruptive force in Washington, D.C. But I never believed he could win. I just always felt like he was the loser compared to Clinton. Now, you know, he's going one time he's going up and then, then some 11-year-old tape comes out. He goes down and now he's headed back up. Who knows where he's going to be by the election? Who knows how many people have voted? I've already voted.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people who are listening to me have already voted.
Sure.
I wish this nonsense talking about it would stop. But, that's we're going to talk about it.
Hey, keep looking at the calendar going. 10 more days. 9 more days. I can't wait.
Yeah, but, I mean, this is it's the leader of the free world, essentially, right? I mean, people care.
It, absolutely, and it is a very important thing. I get that. But when we talk about it being rigged on the national level, I don't know if I attribute 99% of what he refers to as, quote, rigged as the media. And the media seems to be populated with a whole lot of people that are from the other side of the aisle, the other side of the political spectrum. They are more of the liberal bent, and they support the liberal, and it's been that way for a long time. So when we look at it, I mean, do you really believe that there are some hidden powers that be outside of media are really twisting the strings and making this happen?
I don't think that there's, a smoke-filled room with, people conspiring or whatever. I do know that the American media reports on stories very differently than the foreign media.
Sure.
And they don't. And the foreign media will report on stories in some cases that I consider to be far more important that are not being reported on by the U.S. media. And I find that to be kind of disturbing. Why is that? Why are they not reporting on this story when this is a really important one? And, I can't answer. I don't know. But I don't think the media's I don't think there's a deep, dark conspiracy. I just don't quite understand why they do what they do.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of it comes down to, frankly, the U.S. voter and, their consumption habits and that sort of thing. I find that a tape of Trump talking in a vile and disgusting way 11 years ago to be far, far less news than the dump of many thousands of emails by WikiLeaks that
right.
show you know, collusion and conspiring and what I consider to be the throwing of the Democratic nomination. I find that to be more important personally, but for whatever reason, it doesn't have the legs.
Yep.
What's your thoughts? 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. The username on Skype is lrn.fm.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on this live edition of Free Talk Live. Right now we're talking about, well, apparently Trump was right. There is some voting fraud going on.
It is happening.
And it was a Trump voter, sadly.
Whoops.
For him. Whoop, whoop. And, you know, I think that there's some, I do believe in voter fraud. I absolutely do. Now, I don't think that it's as widespread as, say, it used to be where, you know, in Chicago where the dead can vote.
I think it's widespread. I don't know how much of an effect it has. You know what I mean? It's one thing. I think it probably occurs across the country, but I don't know if it's actually changed the outcome of an election.
It's a good point. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't.
I can tell you that, you know, I've seen some maps that if they, for instance, they sort of broke it down. What if white men voted? What if, you know, white women voted? What if only people of color voted? What, you know, and they did all of them. And it was very interesting just to sort of look at what the results would be. I can tell you that a majority of white college-educated men will vote for Trump. And I find that kind of ironic. I'm just surprised. I'm not surprised.
I am too.
That the white college educated. This doesn't mean college educated and below. It means specifically the college educated men.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be voting for Trump at, like, I can't remember what the numbers were. I think I recall it like 70-30 or something like
that. Yeah, that's big numbers.
You would presume that the people that are educated, you know, in these socialist indoctrination centers that are college, that they would be voting en masse for, you know, Clinton and her little Mao Zedong muumuu or whatever that thing is that she's constantly wearing. But, you know, no, they're not. I want to tell you real quick about Bitcoin Unlimited. If you've heard about Bitcoin, Bitcoin is changing because, well, frankly, Roger Ver, the man known as Bitcoin Jesus, believes that the greatest threat to Bitcoin is coming from the inside. There are those in the community that don't want to see Bitcoin grow, and they're holding back an increase of the block size. A new Bitcoin client has been introduced that's called Bitcoin Unlimited, and it has an increased block size and is supported by Roger Ver. And recently, via BTC, the fifth largest miner switched exclusively to Bitcoin Unlimited. Bitcoin prices spiked 5%, and they've continued to go up since then. Is this a coincidence? Most observers don't think so. Bitcoin should not be held back by a few. And you can learn more by going to bitcoinunlimited.info. Bitcoinunlimited.info. Now, obviously, this lady is going to deal with whatever criminal charges she's going to deal with, and you know, I hope the best to her. It's not like she had a victim or anything like that.
Right.
It's not like her second vote for Trump is going to throw Iowa into the red category or anything like that. Chances of Iowa voting red are pretty slim.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really understand that. I don't think of Iowa as a Democratic place, but
I think of flyover states as being pretty solidly red.
Yeah, but not Iowa.
Yeah.
It's not solidly red. And, you know, for whatever reason, it tends to the blue some of the time. And that's just that. I mean, you know, it's what the electorate do. Now, there's an interesting story I found, and like, remember how I was saying foreign media?
Mm-hmm.
They tend to report stories differently than U.S. media. Now, I'm not going to claim this is an important story or anything like that, but it's interesting. Apparently, a violent crowd attacked and insulted a homeless woman who was guarding Donald Trump's Hollywood star. Now, you brought in a story on Thursday, Chris, about the guy who bashed the hell out of Donald Trump's Hollywood star,
right?
You know, in hopes of doing something. I presume he thought he was going to do something to Trump, but if he did anything, he increased sympathy for the guy.
It was his way of, he claimed it was civil disobedience. He wanted people to know how he felt strongly, and that's what he did. An heir of the Otis Elevator Company.
And oh, the heir. Oh, so he wasn't just some guy off the street. This is the heir of the Otis Elevator Company?
Yeah. I guess I'm one of those guys that does look at the elevator walls as I'm going up and go, I wonder who made this. Otis. Otis is a big manufacturer of elevators.
Yes, they
are. So he is a wealthy guy, at least. You know, they say the elevator business is always going up.
And now, apparently, let me read the story here from RT.com. A black homeless woman guarding Donald Trump's Hollywood Walk of Fame star was the victim of violent harassment by an anti-Trump crowd. Videos of the abuse show people yelling at the woman, knocking her to the ground as the insults continue. A number of videos titled Crazy for Trump posted on YouTube show a crowd of people surrounding the woman as she holds up banners in support for the Republican presidential nominee.
It's just unreal.
Yeah, it's unreal that she's, you know, she's a woman of color. That doesn't mean, you know, doesn't make her likely to vote for Trump. That doesn't mean that she's not. And this is the thing that I think that probably should not be forgotten about Donald Trump is this guy brought people who never voted in a Republican primary in their lives to the Republican primary.
Right.
And he brought a lot of them.
Yep. Lots and lots of blue collar, lots of, particularly in the Rust Belt,
yep.
A lot of the auto manufacturing and things like that, the people that have really suffered because of global competition and some they will say because of trade laws or trade agreements and things like that, NAFTA.
And a lot of the things that Trump says appeal strongly to Democrats. So he can pull from Democrats. Now, I don't know which ones. Here's what I'm wondering. Now, there's a lot of labor Democrats out there that I think might go for Trump because what he says really appeals to them. How many guys are saying to their wives, because women are going to be voting for Hillary by the numbers that I'm looking at. How many guys are saying, yeah, honey, he's a really bad guy. I can't believe he'd say that about grabbing her there. My God, it is terrible. I can't believe he did it. And then on Election Day, they went in, they scribble Donald Trump down, and then they walk out and say, oh, I would never, ever vote for that misogynist. He's awful. Like, I just don't know.
I think you're onto something, and I've thought this, too. I think the exit polling on this thing is going to be way, 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 way off. Regardless of who wins or loses.
You just think it's off.
I think it's going to, if Hillary wins by 5, the exit polling's going to say she should have won by 30. Or if Trump wins, it's going to be, it doesn't make any sense because our exit poll shows him losing. People are not going to admit they did it, but I think a lot more people are going to vote for Trump than people may think.
The what we're finding is that a lot of the polls are sort of all over the place. In one case, you'll find, you know, this state is solidly Clinton. In other cases, it's on, you know, looks like it's leaning Trump.
Right.
I mean, they're really weird, and I don't know whether... the polls just seem strange this year, and it's—I don't know. I'm not going to claim to know.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of the pollster, but it was somebody I was listening to on one of the morning news shows this morning before I went to work. But they were like, "This is one year where I can't tell you what poll to look at. The only thing I'm going to tell you to do is start looking at the aggregators like Real Clear Politics and things like that, because they're all over the board." It's the samples are just, they're crazy, and they really are having a hard time with this one.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't propose to know what's going to happen, but I am, you know, I'm full of theories. You can share your theories, too. The number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, or you can call in on Skype. The username is lrn.fm, Free Talk Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There was a mighty nation blessed above all the creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to become a few guns.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 Paul Revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. Free Talk Live. You are free to call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. This live edition. Again, we're live. If it's 7 p. to 10 p. Eastern time, wherever you are, Free Talk Live is live and doing a radio program. I don't care if it's Thanksgiving, Halloween, Christmas. We're here, and we're doing it live. And, you know, we have 170 great radio affiliates, and I think they're awesome. Sometimes, however, you know, maybe your affiliate isn't carrying us all 21 hours of the week. That's cool. You can listen on your smartphone. Now, every show out there's got an app. Everything's got an app. There's an app for everything. But if you use an app to listen to audio, you're going to be eating up your digital minutes, your
data.
Time, your data.
Yep.
Even if you've got unlimited data, they'll throttle you at some point. I've got a solution for you. If you go to listen.freetalklive.com, you can get the LRN's on-demand audio number. It's a telephone number. Now, pretty much everybody's got unlimited time calling on their phones, and you're not going to get throttled doing that. All you have to do is call the number. It delivers great audio, and there are 10 different channels on our line. You can even leave a message there. So there's Free Talk Live, there's the Liberty Radio Network, there's Declare Your Independence, Freedom Fiends, The Angel Clark Show, all kinds of them right there to listen. If you go to listen.freetalklive.com and look for the LRN Audio on Demand line, you can listen there. The numbers, I can give it to you here. It's 641-739-9660. Obviously, you have to have long distance in your plan, but I don't know anybody with a cell phone that doesn't. 641 7939 800-259-9660. Until I don't generally punch that in. I've got it saved on my phone. That way I can listen. I don't listen on an app because I don't want to use up my data minutes.
Why would you?
Yeah. So there you go. Going back to this story here from RT.com, a homeless black woman, was guarding Donald Trump's Hollywood Walk of Fame star, and this video shows supporters basically, you know, roughing her up a little bit, knocking her down, insulting her, saying all kinds of stuff. It says she's holding up signs. It says surround. Let's see, the crowd surrounded the woman as she holds up banners in support for the Republican presidential nominee. Her handwritten signs include, by the way, she can spell. I just want to make that clear. You know, there's a lot of people who write signs, can't spell. Signs promote pro-Trump messages like 20 million illegals and Americans sleep in the streets in tents. And Donald Trump keeping it real. Some of the banners include provocative language. Yep, that's she's got some provocative language here. There's no doubt about it. I've heard this word before, though. I'm not too shocked by it. Obama threw our black butts under the bus. He owes the Clintons. Flip this script. Get off the Clinton plantation. Now, I think that there is a, you know, this idea that we don't want a Clinton or a Bush back in the White House. I can tell you the Republicans.
I have that idea. Yeah.
The Republicans did not want a Bush back in the White House. I can tell you that. The Democrats don't seem to have a problem putting another Clinton back in the White House.
No, not at all. Bill Clinton is revered on the left in the Democratic Party. He is one of the greats.
And he is a great orator. There's no doubt about it. But he benefited from this phenomenon where what we've seen is that the country does reasonably well when you have a Democratic president and a Republican Congress.
Yep.
And basically that just means gridlock. What did Bill Clinton get done? What could he get done?
Well, what he did was where he did sort of defy gridlock was to work with the Republicans and get Newt Gingrich's contract with America passed.
Yeah.
So that wasn't all great front to, you know, start to finish, but it was progress, and that gained him some points, at least, in history. A lot of the things that he's attributed with in keeping a balanced budget and you know, balancing the budget for the first time, which is questionable whether he actually did that or not.
It came really close. So there was this thing called, I think it's really important to note that they call this a budget surplus. A budget surplus does not mean the debt was eliminated. It means that a little bit was paid on the debt rather than being added to the debt.
Right.
1 year in my lifetime. 1 year in my lifetime, a tiny, tiny bit was paid on the debt.
I think that's worth celebrating.
I'm not.
What day did it happen? Let's have a national holiday.
I think it's exciting, too. I just want to point out that when Bush came into the office, it was the debt was $5 trillion. When Obama came in, it was $10 trillion. When the next president comes in, whether it's Trump or Clinton or Gary Johnson or Jill Stein, it's going to be $20 trillion.
Yep.
Presumably in 8 years, when that person leaves, and presuming it is 8 years, if you follow the math curve, it's going to be $40 trillion. And I want Mr. and Mrs. America listening to me to answer this question. Can America handle a $40 trillion debt? Tell me, what do you think the results are going to be? 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Ugly George calling in from New York, listening on AM 970. Ugly George, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay, listen, I got to tell you, you're a poor student at State University of New York and all tax-supported universities.
Uh-huh.
Okay, because they have taught that we had a golden age and all of that debt stuff and all of the problems that you talk about were all eliminated. And do you happen to know when that golden age began? It has an exact date.
Okay, tell me. No, you're right. I'm actually, I was a terrible student at State University because I didn't go to lunch. Go ahead.
Okay, well, the tax money was wasted on you then, obviously. Okay, the golden age began when God entered heaven, which was March 4th, 1933.
Okay.
You know what took place? How God entered heaven, mounted
I platform? Presume that's when FDR was sworn in because they used to swear
that's
him in a little later.
Right, and with his New Deal, do you understand that all of the problems caused by those filthy, uncaring, rich Republicans were just swept away within the first 100 days?
Amazing.
No, actually, Hoover's plan, although it wasn't good, was you're seeing a slight turnaround, and then with the introduction of the alphabet soup agencies that FDR created, we saw a resurgence of the Great Depression, ensconcing it for another decade. And then the only thing that brought us out was the fact that pretty much every other nation on the earth was a smoking
bowl.
Well,
you know what they say at State University. Don't confuse me with the truth. Don't confuse me with the facts. Okay.
And I think another important fact there was that we remained in a depression throughout World War II. That's another common misconception.
You had to bring that up.
I hate to do it. But kids, this is the truth. We did not exit the Great Depression until afterwards. So you hear a lot of people say, if it hadn't been for World War II, we would have never got out. What got us out was all that human capital coming back from war.
Again, women in the workforce.
Why do you insist on telling the truth?
It's a bad habit, I know.
We're students at State University, in my case, New York, but any tax-supported university. And we have learned that FDR, otherwise known as God upon Earth, solved all of those problems. We did not have a real serious depression. He got us out of it, and then he successfully kept us out of World War II until he couldn't possibly do it anymore, and it was forced upon him.
Yeah, wait till somebody reads the McCullough memo. Because all they have to do is Google the McCullough memo, and they will see very clearly that FDR had an attack plan for Canada.
Yeah,
mind you, they were planning an invasion on Canada.
All right. Now the reason I bring up 1932-1933 is you don't seem to realize that all of the problems you're talking about, like the debt and the $40 trillion. That's pickle. That couldn't possibly be true because it was all solved by the New Deal, the Blue Eagle, and all that. Okay? Those alphabet agencies that you mentioned, it was all solved by them.
If only we could bring them back, George, and then spend our way out of debt. I mean, that's what the proposal that we hear is that
exactly.
You can spend your way out of debt. That austerity doesn't work. 855-450-3733. 855-453. Free Talk Live.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
If you had one day to teach someone economics, what would you say? We would say that innovation and prosperity requires economic freedom. Visit fee.org/courses and check out Economics in One Day, a crash course in free market economics that you can present to your community. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been a champion of liberty. Start today at no charge by visiting fee.org/courses and learn why economic freedom matters.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Big non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
Live this Saturday evening. And you can call in and talk about whatever you want. We've been talking about Trump, I guess, the election, what's going on, and you know any thoughts you have on that are fine, or anything else. Believe me, I'd love to talk about something besides the election, but I got a job to do here, and apparently, you know, Trump keeps hitting the news. In one case, he's talking about election fraud. Then it's a Trump voter that gets nailed in Iowa. Then, apparently, the Otis elevator heir is beating on the Trump star with a sledgehammer.
Pickaxe and a sledgehammer.
Now We've got a homeless black woman, using her body to protect the star from rioting crazy people. I don't even understand what is going on. I can see why people say, if he wins, I'm going to leave, or if she wins, I'm going to leave. I mean, jeez, just watching this election, I want to leave. It's crazy stuff. So, Uber came on the scene and really changed things as far as giving people rides, people getting around, things like that. I think everyone would agree it's a really great service, but it's got some limitations. For one, you've got to pay with a credit card. Well, what if you don't want to use a credit card? What if your credit card's not working for you or whatever? There's a solution. It's called Cell411. It's an app that you get. It's getcell411.com, and it's a ride-sharing app and a personal security app. It's got all kinds of features to it. But what I'm talking about right now is the amazing ride-sharing app, and it's built by drivers, for drivers. And the intention is that you can pay for a ride with cash or with a credit card or with whatever you want to pay for it, gold, barter, I don't care. That's what's so great about it. Drivers can set their own prices. They can compete in a free market for rides. Just check it out. Getcell411.com. Even if you don't use a ride-sharing app, you don't want to be the one who finds out about it last. You want to be the one that tells people about this new amazing app. Getcell411.com. Let's go to Gerald calling in from Indy, listening on WIBC. Gerald, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, if I'm not mistaken, when
Clinton took office, didn't he get the free ride on the Reaganomics tension up?
I mean, I think that that's a fair to say about pretty much any, you know, president has to deal with in the economy from the last go around. I think that there was a quote, and I don't know whether it's from Bill Clinton or I just read it during the Bill Clinton administration or whatever, but, you know, crediting a president for the economy is kind of like crediting a bull rider for the bull ride.
Right.
go ahead.
It's true, but Reaganomics, when Reagan did that, every president for the last two or three terms got the ride on Reaganomics. And Bill Clinton taking office after the Bush, because Bush has kept Reaganomics going, got the free ride. And we all know whoever's president for the last 4 years, you're going to get the president takes office, is going to get what they left behind.
So now, what Reagan happened during the Bush administration? Because at the very end of his administration, things fell apart. What's your speculation there?
He was trying to change Reaganomics into something different, and then Clinton come in and took over and got to follow through with what was going on already before that.
I tell you, I'm reading a very interesting book, and we talked about this a little bit. The Great Deformation by David Stockman, who was Reagan's officer, director of OMB. So he was in the Reagan White House.
What's OMB stand for?
Office of Management and Budget.
Okay, sounds
and
important.
I think that was it. But he's an economist, and he's one of those guys that's kind of looked back at everything that's kind of gone on, and he saw a lot of good things come out of Reagan's administration, but probably not as much as we'd like to attribute to him. Not because of Reagan's fault. Reagan was a real true believer in free market and free market in the banking system and in real true money. But a lot of the people he had working for him weren't. What he says is,
if he was a fan of real true money, I mean, Nixon had only done away with a gold-backed currency less than a decade before. Why didn't he reinstate it?
Because he was surrounded with people that felt that there were better ways to spend his presidency, and that might not be wise. And Dutch got beat up a lot on that stuff. He was no Ron Paul, you know, in standing up against these guys. His claim is that after Reagan, the business cycle, which we see, basically just takes over. Boom and bust cycle. So yeah, you have these booms, and we had the big crash in '87
during
Reagan's administration, where he
was an alone.
Yeah, well, it was Black Monday. The stock market lost 25 or 30% of its value. But he essentially did nothing, which was exactly the right thing to do.
And it did recoup.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Gerald.
Go ahead.
Gerald, go ahead.
Well, now you lost where I was at. But when Reagan took office, the country wasn't in that good of shape.
No, I remember as a kid, the gas lines and, you know, the whole thing that was going on. Now, again, I don't know whether to blame Carter for that or not, but go ahead.
I will.
Carter didn't do much for the country. I mean, we always said that his daughter ran the country, and he didn't.
Okay.
Just like we said, hit Hillary Clinton instead of Bill Clinton when Bill Clinton was in office. But, you know, the NAFTA was signed in before Nixon took office. Nobody wants to realize it. But Reagan gets the fault for it. And now Clinton and everyone
NAFTA
else
came in during the Clinton administration.
No, NAFTA was signed in effect during Eisenhower back in the 60s.
Well, there may have been
everybody else.
Further.
We've always had NAFTA.
Well, I drive a semi. And I'm affected more by the free trade agreement than anyone ever thought of, because I haul steel for the car industry.
Right.
Interesting.
And
well,
I see a lot of car manufacturers closing down, and my job is going out the window.
Well, I mean, aren't you hauling into Mexico and Canada?
Right.
I won't go there. They can go pound salt. Let's build a wall and be done with it.
All right, Gerald. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
You know, truckers keep America moving.
They do.
I can see why he, it's hard. And I think that the industry is going to get even tougher at this point with driverless cars coming along. What's going to happen with truckers?
Yeah, and we just had a demonstration last week of a driverless truck.
Yep.
Did you see that? They were hauling beer in Colorado.
Yep, they did the they did a run.
Yeah.
And I, you know, interstates, this is a, you know, truckers can drive 10 hours a day. They might fudge the books a little bit here and there, but they can't drive much more than that.
Right.
And but a truck can drive itself 24 hours a day. And it doesn't particularly matter if they keep them all at 60 miles an hour and just let people zoom by on the in the fast lane, whatever it is. Maybe they put the trucks in the fast lane, let people go in the slow lane. Whatever they might do, whatever their solution is for the trucking industry, it seems like truckers are going to be, you know, less and less important as time goes by. Currently, these guys, nothing you're touching hasn't been moved by a trucker.
Right.
That's why I call them America's heroes.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, every job gets replaced at some point. I'm not sure when they're going to replace talk show hosts, but at some point some computer is probably going to be more interesting than I am. And, you know, but, you know, there's not as many blacksmiths as there used to be, and there's a far sight fewer farriers.
Yeah, I could see long-haul trucking and things like that going the way of the dodo, but it will probably be like a lot of industries where, okay, now we have more specialized, we have fewer truckers, but they are they're more qualified, they have higher skills, they can do things that we just can't economically do with a driverless car, you know what I mean?
Mark in Indiana, listen to WIBC, it's in a WIBC night here on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind, Mark?
I was just kind of wondering, because I haven't listened too long, so maybe there's more to it than what I heard. But you were talking about with Trump with this one voter that voted twice. Is that one voter, is she part of a big organization where they're pushing voter fraud, or is it just a one individual that I would just call a bonehead for trying to vote twice?
Yeah, I'll go back to the article for just a second, and it seems like it was one person.
One bonehead.
Yep. Iowa Public Radio that she returned to the polls because she was afraid her first ballot for Trump would be changed to a vote for his Democratic presidential opponent, Hillary Clinton.
I don't that reason is good enough,
right,
as far as I'm concerned. It's like she has it removes motive from the situation. If she's convinced that fraud's going on, then,
right,
you know, as far as I'm concerned, that's there's no intent there. Go ahead, Mark.
Right. Well, my concern was is that I'm getting the impression that you're trying to paint this picture as that Trump is now.
Don't get bent out of shape. I don't like either of them.
Okay, well,
I think they're both awful.
The whole reason why it came up, or instead of defending my knowledge.
Hold the line, Mark. Hold on.
Sure.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
A dozen medical cannabis cultivators and processors have partnered with Medical Genomics to record and track the genetics of cannabis strains on the Bitcoin blockchain. The Massachusetts-based firm has partnered with a preliminary group of 12 cultivators and processors to develop a fully validated genomic-based safety and quality standards for medical cannabis. MGC's StrainSeek service records the unique genetic information of cannabis and hemp strains derived from DNA sequencing into the Bitcoin blockchain database. To learn more, go to news.bitcoin.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.